Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, I have friends that have studied for years in Israel to become professional tour guides. But this is way beyond that. My next guest went to heaven, to the throne room, and was taught to be a professional tour guide of the what he calls the throne zone. How you can be in the atmosphere of heaven 24/7. Hello, Sid Roth again. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. You're a tour guide from heaven.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can't wait to find out because I really want to learn about what's going on in heaven, and I want it to happen here on earth. Now, according to my notes, 6 years old, you start the piano, but you really got something special from your grandma.
Yeah, actually, both my grandmothers played the piano, and I would sit at the piano beside of them, and they would teach me what they knew. And when my one grandmother passed away, my other grandmother began to pray, Lord, let that impartational anointing, that gift transfer from her to my grandson. And it was at that juncture something just took a shift in my life, and I began to even gravitate and discover more things on the piano and connected with a teacher that could help develop that. And so it just was a cycle that we just began to learn and walk in.
So you've been a worship leader for some 27 years now. And one of the things you like to say is you want to sing to God.
Yes.
You want to sing about God. But most songs today are about us.
Right.
Me.
Exactly. Well, and then we wonder why there's so much carnality in our churches. We wonder why there's so many moral failures in our churches. Because when we sow and we sing songs, we're actually sowing a seed into the atmosphere. And we talk about it from a financial perspective. Most of us understand the fixed laws of sowing and reaping. We understand it in crops. But we don't understand it that when we release a sound of a song of praise into the atmosphere, it will produce a harvest. So as I begin to realize that what we are filling our churches with are songs sung about us. You know, I want to feel good. I'm going to get my blessing. And it's all about me, 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 me. And the Lord is really challenging us because he says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, not your kingdom. And so
you saw something that is about ready to happen on planet Earth in 1991.
Yes.
You were just minding your own business, going to a ball game, and what happened?
Sitting right there in the right behind the first base, the stadium was filled with people. The vendors were passing out peanuts and drinks, and the ball players were playing. Everybody was great. And then all of a sudden, all the ball players just disappeared off the field. I don't know how to describe it. It just, they were gone. But between first and third base, I could see a platform that was set up. And I knew immediately that this was a gathering of worshipers. Not there because there wasn't anybody on the platform. So it wasn't a platform personality gathering. It was a place. I knew in my spirit that the Lord said, I'm gathering my people, not because of who's on the platform, but because I'm seated upon the platform. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You know what? I have seen that, but not in a vision form, but every fiber of my being says that all these great ballparks that are being built throughout the world, they're not for football not for baseball.
That's right.
They are for God.
Woo!
They're being prepared for God. And people are going to go into these stadiums, and they're going to be so filled with the presence of God. I mean, that's what you saw. People
that's exactly
being
right.
filled with the presence of God that no disease could even, as a matter of fact, We're getting ready for a foretaste of that right now. Do you know that every time you sing about what God is, that's what he becomes? Keith, would you get over to the music set right now? And he's going to sing a song called Mighty God. And you in the studio audience, you can stand up. But you in the television audience, don't stand up because I say it. I'm no one. But God is worth you standing up and worshiping a mighty God right now.
Give the Lord a shout of praise in this place.
Keith Duncan had an encounter with God in the heavenly throne room. And now when he leads worship, you'll experience God's presence like never before. This is music that brings the atmosphere of heaven into your home, car, or church, wherever you play it. Call now and get Keith Duncan's two audio CD worship albums, Celebration of Hope and The King in His Glory, 18 powerful songs, plus his anointed book, The Throne Zone. For a donation of $40, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9149. Through Keith Duncan's two audio CD worship set, which includes 18 anointed songs, you will be able to access God's heavenly throne room, where there is no sickness, no lack, no sadness, only God's perfect peace, love, and joy. And through Keith's book, The Throne Zone,
you'll discover your purpose and your passion will be reignited to pursue the things that God has placed on your heart. And there's going to be a sound of rumbling of praise that erupts from out of your belly.
Don't miss out on getting Keith Duncan's two audio CD worship albums, Celebration of Hope and The King in His Glory, 18 powerful songs, plus his anointed book, The Throne Zone. For a donation of $40, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9149. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9149 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
This is totally out of my hands right now. I'm a Jewish believer, and you Gentile believers are supposed to provoke Jewish believers to jealousy, but this is ridiculous. Keith Duncan, in 1997, you were just a nice, normal, professional worship leader. You knew you fast, you're slow, and stop just in time so the pastor can make announcements, take up the offer, and give the message and get people home for their lunch. You knew it. You're professional.
Right.
But something happened different.
What happened? I had my whole night scripted out. I knew exactly what I was going to do. My three songs were laid out, my prayer song, my special music. It was ready to go until the Holy Spirit blew into that service that night. And when the Holy Spirit blows in, you got to yield away your agenda to His. At least that's what He's wanting to teach us. And so what I learned that night was I finished my three songs. And I looked to yield to the pastor, and the pastor was over plastered on the ground. He was just worshiping God, and the Holy Spirit was so overwhelmed, crying before the Lord. And so I said, okay, well, let me look to the second point person. So I looked to my assistant pastor, and my assistant pastor, he was lost in the presence of the Lord. And I'm like, okay, what do I do now? I don't have another song, Lord. And so I felt a prompting of the Spirit, and so I just began to play a song. And as that one song led to another song, and 2 hours later, the glory of the Lord, Sid, just engulfed the house. I've never experienced anything like this, but it was the weightiness, that Shekinah, that kabod.
You know, as you're saying it now, it's happening to me.
Yes.
Is it happening to you? Is it happening to you?
Yeah. And that glory and that weight just continued and intensified until I was down on the ground. I could not move my hands off of the ground. I never experienced anything like this. And immediately, it's like I was immediately in the throne room of heaven, because I could see on the back, like where this screen is here behind of us, I could see the a throne. And the legs of Him who sat upon the throne, and I knew it was the presence of the Lord. And I saw the steps that led down from the throne to the throne room floor. And Sid, over in the back of the corner, that sanctuary, this little old elderly lady with a little church mouse voice just begins to sing in the Spirit.
This is in the church, but you're observing what's going on in heaven.
Yes.
She starts singing, then what?
And then when I hear her sing, all of a sudden on the floor, I see this sparkly diamond that is just spinning. It just pops up on the floor of the throne room and it spins. And when she stops singing, the diamond disappears. Well, we know that the Holy Spirit moves in waves. And sometimes we catch that first wave and we think, "Ooh, that's good, let's get out of here." But if we wait for that second wave of God's Spirit and His glory, it's no telling what God wants to do. And this particular night, as I witnessed this, several waves and half of the congregation would begin to sing in the Spirit. And there were more diamonds appeared. Now, these were several waves that took place until at one point the entire congregation was was singing in the Spirit. It was the most melodious thing I've ever heard, with all sorts of harmonies, and it was just amazing. And I noticed the throne room floor was filled to capacity with these sparkly diamonds. And it was at that juncture I noticed something moving from the throne. And I turned and I saw a substance being poured from the legs of him who sat upon the throne that looked like milk and honey. And I could see it run down the stairways, and it would move in and out amongst all of the diamonds as they were sparkling and spinning on the floor. And so I didn't really quite know what to do with that, because at that juncture, you know, you were not on TV. There was not it's supernatural. So, you know, if you start sharing, I've been to heaven and I've seen, people would kind of ostracize you. And I, you know, I had established a nice career within my organization. And so, you know, you try not to rock the boat. So I just kept quiet. I didn't know really what to do with it until the Lord said, okay, Keith, there's a couple things that I want you to notice. He said, you know, you notice sparkly diamonds. Now, you've been studying some of the Hebrew words for praise. One of those Hebrew words for praise is halal. It's used probably more than any other time in Scripture, and it means to be clamorously foolish. Literally, the literal translation means to spin like a top. And I thought, that's exactly what those diamonds were doing, because that's all I could describe. It was like they were spinning like a top. And the Lord just began to show me, that's your halal. That's that praise. As they released their praise, a diamond appeared on the throne room floor. Now, the Lord said, what was this that you saw flowing from my throne? And I said, well, it looked like milk and honey, Lord. What was it? He said, that's my river. He said, the church has been praying for my river to flow through their sanctuaries, through their churches, because in my river is healing. There is salvation. There's deliverance. The church wants that. He said, but if you stop and look, the sequence of events, the river did not flow until the diamonds appeared. He said, the church is the ones who are responsible for withholding the river from flowing.
So you're saying that we are not waiting on God, but God is waiting on us. Now listen to this. We played one of Keith's songs. It's called Shout, for our prayer meeting. And I have never seen our group get as boisterous, as wild, as some of, like some of those Hebrew words you studied for worship, twirling. But here's the important thing. God showed up. And when God is present, all things are possible. As a point of contact, every time you at home sing the word shout, and you in the studio audience shout, believe you're getting healing. Believe you're finding destiny. Believe you're getting supernatural wisdom from God. And I tell you that you are about ready to have your visitation from God. Don't look back. Shout!
Right back to It's Supernatural. Pastor Tony Kemp went 26 years without seeing any major miracles in his ministry. Then he logged on to our ministry website, sidroth.org, and began watching archive programs of It's Supernatural for 5 to 8 hours a day. It was like going to a school for the supernatural. He was being mentored, and he received one impartation after another. Miracles began to happen in his ministry. The crippled walk, the blind see, the deaf hear. People with all kinds of diseases are healed. Others receive missing body parts. Some experience supernatural weight loss. Jesus said, "You shall do greater works than I do." Why don't you do what Tony Kemp has done? Log on to SidRoth.org and begin watching our archives of It's Supernatural TV programs. It's free. Get ready to receive an impartation from God so you too can begin to walk in the supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, I have totally lost control of this meeting. Can you imagine on a television show losing control? I admit, I plead guilty, I lose control. Well, Keith Duncan went to heaven, and since that visitation, he is no longer a professional worship leader. May that title rest in peace.
Amen.
Now, he is a professional guided tour guide of heaven. He's a psalmist. Now, what does a psalmist do, in your opinion?
Several things. The first off, a psalmist is responsible for creating an atmosphere. Anytime in the Old Testament when the prophet was called forth, he said, "Bring me a minstrel." Why? Because there is an atmosphere that needs to be established, and music is the great vehicle that establishes the atmosphere that releases the prophetic. Hallelujah. So that's where we first begin with our journey with the psalmist is, I'm no longer just a piano player. I'm not just a professional musician or a recording artist. I am a keeper to the sounds of heaven.
I like that.
Yes. Therefore, it is my responsibility not to be listening to what's on the top 10 charts and what's contemporary or cutting edge by classification of our terminology of the day, but my responsibility is to tune my ear to the frequency of heaven and hear what is being sung around the throne and then release what's being sung around the throne here upon the earth. And when we do that, there is a shift that takes place because heaven invades earth and dispels darkness. And when we create for him that resting place and we release that worship that he's used to around the throne 24/7, day and night, night and day, they cry, "Holy is the Lamb." And the focus is all about him. Then it releases him to do everything that we have need of. But we're not coming to the Lord seeking a handout. This is not a welfare program. This is kingdom living. Because when the king is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple, and his glory invades the space, everything
all right,
you need.
All right, I have an idea, Kate.
Okay.
All right, this is my idea. I want you to go to the piano. I want you to teach us what you learned in heaven of how we, what God wants us to be, how God wants us to praise him, how God wants us to worship him. Because remember those twirling diamonds. I want you to teach just for a moment and then lead us into the throne zone. What is the throne zone?
That throne zone is the dimension in which, if you think about it in the Mosaic Tabernacle, let's break it apart like that. In the Moses Tabernacle, you had the outer court,
right,
the inner court, and the holy place. Well, if you think about it in terms, let's break it down. We have the outer courts being praise and celebration, and the inner courts being worship. So many times, Sid, we are lucky if we get in the outer courts of praise on Sunday morning because we have so much business to do in the church on Sundays. If we're fortunate enough to make the journey, and if we've trained our people enough, then we can make that journey into the inner courts of worship. But there's another dimension that we have access to. When Jesus, Jesus died on the cross, he ripped the veil away from the holy place, giving us access to that dimension. That dimension, I believe, is the throne zone dimension. It's the place that Lucifer was recorded. He was the cherub who covered that ark of he covered the Lord. Well, it covered him with what? With his worship. Now, when he fell, I believe that he still operates in a covering position, but in a defensive position to make sure that you don't get to the throne room of heaven.
All right. Okay. No more. Because I know better. You get to that piano, and I want you to be our tour guide to the throne zone of heaven. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
So let's just first join together on a song that we know. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Okay, you see how those lyrics are not about you and me feeling good and getting my healing, getting my blessing. They're all about Him. So we've done the first step, and that's turn our praise to the heavens. Now the second part is when we just join with the heaven and we hear the angels sing, you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Sing it with the heaven. You are great. To miracles so great, there is no one else like you. Give the Lord a shout of praise in this place.
Keith Duncan had an encounter with God in the heavenly throne room, and now when he leads worship, you'll experience God's presence like never before. This is music that brings the atmosphere of heaven into your home, car, or church, wherever you play it. Call now and get Keith Duncan's two audio CD worship albums, Celebration of Hope and The King in His Glory, 18 powerful songs, plus his anointed book, The Throne Zone. For a donation of $40, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9149. Through Keith Duncan's two audio CD worship set, which includes 18 anointed songs, you will be able to access God's heavenly throne room, where there is no sickness, no lack, no sadness, only God's perfect peace, love, and joy. And through Keith's book, The Throne Zone,
you'll discover your purpose, and your passion will be reignited to pursue the things that God has placed on your heart. And there's going to be a sound of rumbling of praise that erupts from out of your belly.
Don't miss out on getting Keith Duncan's two audio CD worship albums, Celebration of Hope and The King in His Glory, 18 powerful songs, plus his anointed book, The Throne Zone. For a donation of $40, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9149. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9149 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. There's something new happening on planet Earth. Muslims in extremely large numbers are having visitations of Jesus. They move in the most extraordinary signs and wonders and miracles.